We'll climb into the August 25, 2012 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with another rain report. If you're thinking of climbing an antenna tower in the near future, you'd better be prepared on a number of different levels. One ham who has shimmied up and down antenna structures for almost half a century is Phil Theis, K3TUF. Phil gave a paper at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention that deals with the preparations necessary for a successful and safe tower climb. This is our second and final excerpt from his talk.
The equipment. If you're going to use power tools, make sure you have ground fault protection. Tethers are nice for the hand tools. The one thing that when I was training with these guys that do this all the time, their goal is to never drop anything. And so it's a good thing to repeat to yourself when you're up on the tower and you have a few nuts and bolts and the washer and the lock washer and you don't want to drop any of that. Of course, you always take extras. Accidents will happen. But make that your goal, not to drop anything. Clothing, use appropriate for the weather conditions. I think the colder weather is more of a good time to climb because you can put good protective clothing on and you know you're protected and the temperature is just good. If you put a lot of protective clothing on in the summertime, you know what you're going to do. In the winter, I like the balaclava. It's a great way to keep your whole face covered. Communications. If you value your HT, don't use the HT on the tower for communications. Although I know that the little Chinese HTs are less than $50 now, so a good FRS, you can go to Walmart for $20, you get a pair. If they fall, fine. But you could work out hand signals. If you're not accustomed to being aloft, you may not realize that when you are aloft, you hear sounds from everywhere. You have to resolve with your selectivity that the voices are coming from down that way opposed to voices that are coming from all over. If you're a ground crew and you're helping, be aware that you have to be very specific, catch the attention of the climber. And oh, by the way, the people on the tower are the ones that are in charge of the project. Now the most important part, this is what's really new, the fall protection. Now there is a difference. Fall restraint is railings, things that would prevent you from getting to a position of fall. Well, now when you're going up the tower, there's no fall restraint. Now we're talking fall arrest. If you fall, how are we going to prevent you or arrest you from leaving that point that you're at and going to the ground? So there's the ABCD that will cover that to make sure that you know. We got to have an anchor point. The tower is your anchor point. And I'm going to describe two ways that you stay connected to that anchor point, to the tower. First, lanyards and hooks. And there's a great alternative now that if you have a tower, even if you don't climb them, the safety cable. So you must be connected at all times. It takes two of these lanyards. You'll get different names for these. They're in combination where you can have a single harness, a single attachment that actually has two. The reason you need two is because you're going to be moving up the tower. So when you are at a certain point and you have to reach down to move that, if you only had one, you're not connected. And so that's why you need two. So you'll develop a rhythm for that. I want to say one thing. For anything that attaches you to the tower, you must have this two-step automatic locking where it takes two steps to open it, so it can't open all by itself, and it automatically closes. Those are the two very important things. You don't use this with loads. So when we look at the simpler clips, never use those to attach yourself to the tower. So it's always connected, developing a rhythm as you go up and down the tower. This was an earlier one on my tower. The front of me, the front D-ring, has two lanyards connected to it. You don't see the other ends of them. They're the large gorilla hooks on the other end. Here are a few important things about this method. The positioning lanyards, which are the ones that go around the tower, we've all used those in the past. Even when we had the old leather style, that was a positioning lanyard. We didn't call it. That was a belt with a clip. Those are not anchor points. Even if you say, well, I'm going to take my positioning lanyard and put it through the tower, right? Oh, that's fine, because if I put it through the tower, now I'm attached. I can't fall. Well, the problem with that is you're attached at the center of your body. Now, we had to do this in some of the training. This is the reason that for safe climbing, you must have a harness, a full body harness, which is the B. We'll cover that here in just a second. But the whole reason is you want to be attached above the center of gravity. So if you're counting on your positioning lanyard for anchoring, you're now going to be attached at the center. So if you pass out or anything happens to you, you're now going to be in a contorted condition where you're not going to be able to breathe that long. You do not want to be attached as an anchor point with your positioning lanyard. When you get to the point where you're going to perform work, a great idea is I use my back D-ring. We'll talk about the body harness in a minute here. But attach at a high point. You want to shorten the distance that you could possibly fall from your attachment. Another better way of being attached and climbing is the safety cable. Now, the reason a lot of us didn't do safety cables was when you go to the Roan catalog, it's almost a $3,000 investment. Well, there's a better way. The cable is standardized now as of the last, I think, 2 or 3 years. They established the standards. It's 3/8 cable. You can get that cable on eBay. I got for two of my towers, a 160-foot tower and an 80-foot tower, was $100 just for that very high-quality cable. So eBay is a great source for that safety cable. The trolleys, new, are somewhere in the $200 range if you buy it new. I have seen them on eBay for around $100. I have two, but I haven't got mine off eBay, but other friends of mine have gotten them off of eBay. I did a lot of research. A lot of the cost of the Roan attachment is the spring loading at the top and the bottom. The main reason for that, slight for a fall deceleration, but mainly it's because of metal-to-metal contraction and expansion in the weather changes. So to handle that, attach it firmly at the top, and at the bottom, if you use a turnbuckle, only tighten it when you're going to climb. Loosen it when you're not climbing. Very simple way to get around that. For several $100, you can have a permanent safety cable system on your tower. The body harness, very important. 6D rings is the best. I know some of you guys have gotten these. You don't always have them on the front. If you're going to use a safety cable, you need the D-ring on the front. No other way. You got to have a full body harness. By the way, the extra two positioning is like a chair, so that when you're doing work, you can be actually sitting down in a good, comfortable position and doing the work that you have to with those D-rings that's the sixth set. So if you did without that, you wouldn't be able to sit down. You have two on the side, one on the front, one on the back, and then that extra pair gives you a chair so that you can actually sit down when you're doing work. The clips on the bottom are the ones that are the kind that you use for loads only. Make sure if you're using for human connection that you've got the dual connection there. And a decelerator. You don't want to have a free fall greater than 6 feet. When we were training, we had a free fall for 3 feet. It's not pretty, but it's okay. You will live. With the safety cable system, the beauty is you're attached really locally. There's no good reason not to have a great safety cable. So I'm a firm believer now. I have them on all my towers. It doesn't take that much energy and expense to put a safety cable system in. It might seem silly, but before you do the job, pause and say, all right, guys, let's talk a little bit about safety. You know, you'll be respected. It's a good thing. It doesn't have to take long. Review where the first aid kit is. Go over the project. What are you going to be doing? The second point is make sure you do that pre-inspection. Look at the whole system you're working on. Everything from the guy anchors in the ground all the way to the top of the tower. Is there something that's take a look at in a whole system approach? When the whole project is done, do a recap. What can you improve for the next climb? For the first time in my life, hired somebody to do work for me. I did it all my life, and I do a lot of the antenna work. But if you're going to hire somebody else, I think you should still insist that they do safe work. The last thing you want is something to happen on your property, on your tower.
The thoughts of veteran antenna climber Phil Theis, K3TUF, as excerpted from his 2012 Dayton Hamvention presentation. The Rain Report is copyright 1990, 2012 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with these Rain Reports, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.